Oh, no. Oh, for heaven's sakes, can that be a pimple coming?
Now, as the sweet imbecilities tumble so lavishly onto her lap.
Oh, Frederick, what a day. It's been unending drama. While Petra was brushing my hair, the doorbell
rang. Now, there are two possibilities. A, I could ravish her. B, I could nap.
Grumpy old Mrs. Nordstrom from next door. Her sister's coming for a visit.
Say, it's the ravishment, then. We see the option that follows, of course.
I do hope I'm imperious enough with the servants. I try to be, but half the time I think they're laughing
A,
at me.
The deployment of charm, or B, the adoption of physical force. B might arouse it, but let us assume my trip on my trouser leg crossing the room. Her hair getting tangled, her stays getting snapped, my nerves will be jangled, my energy sapped. Removing her clothing would take me all day, and her subsequent loathing would turn me away, which eliminates B and which leaves us with A.
Could you ever be jealous of me? I know I could be jealous of you if I ever thought.
Now, insofar as approaching it, what would be festive but habits affect?
Shall I learn Italian? I think it would be amusing if the verbs aren't too irregular.
Now, there are two ways of approaching it. A, the suggestive, or B, the direct.
But then French is a much chicer language. Everyone says so. Parlez-vous français?
Say that I settle on B to it, a charmingly lecherous mood. Hey, I could put on my nightshirt or sit disarmingly B in the nude. That might be effective. My body's all right, but not in perspective and not in the light. I'm bound to be chilly and feel a buffoon, but nightshirts are silly in mid-afternoon. Which leaves a suggestion but how to proceed. Although she gets rested, perhaps I could read. In view of a penchant for something romantic, the sod is too trenchant and Dickens too frantic. And Stendhal with Lou and the plan of attack is there isn't much blue in the red and the black. The Maupassant's candor would cause her dismay. The Brontes are grander, but not very gay. Her taste is much blander, I'm sorry to say. But is Hans Christian Andersen ever as gay? Which eliminates A.
And then you said you're such a pretty lady. Isn't that silly?
Now, with my mental facilities partially muddled and ready to snap.
Now, I'm sure about the bracelet, but earrings, earrings, which earrings?
Now, though there are possibilities still to be studied, I might as well now.
Mother's rubies or the diamonds? Oh, I know they're awful.
Although I must to adjust my original plan.
Desiree Armfield, I just know she'll wear the most glamorous gown.
How shall I sleep ever as deep as I usually can?
Dear distinguished old Frederick.
When now I still want and or love you. Now as all.
Later. When is later? All you ever hear is later, Henrik, Henrik, later. Yes, we know, Henrik, oh, Henrik. Everyone agrees, Henrik, please, Henrik. You have a thought, you're fairly bursting with a personal discovery or problem, and it's what's your rush, Henrik, shush, Henrik. Goodness, how you gosh, Henrik, hush, Henrik. You murmur, I only, it's just that, for a God's sake. Later, Henrik. Henrik. Who is Henrik? Oh, that lawyer's son, the one who mumbles. Short and boring, yes, he's hardly worth ignoring. And who cares if he's all damned? I beg your pardon, up inside. As I've often stated, it's intolerable being tolerated. Reassure Henrik, poor Henrik, Henrik, you'll endure being pure Henrik. Though I've been born, I've never been. How can
later of the later Henrik Ackermann.
Doesn't anything
sleeping.
Thank you.